Hi, this is Luca.
And this is Laura.
And this is the CareerBeat Talks podcast,
where we bring you the latest insights from the world of recruiting.
From both sides, the candidate's perspective and the company's perspective.
Let's jump right in. I have to be honest, when I was 18, I did not want to come to Germany, but my parents, luckily enough, kind of pushed me to do so. And I came and I studied. And, you know, since then, I just stayed in Germany for now 14 years or something like that. So a pretty long time. Why did I stay? This is the big question. What are the benefits of, you know, working, building a career here in Germany, also living in Germany? But also, what are things that I would like to change about living in Germany? Do you have any guesses, Luca?
I would take a guess and say you're not a biggest friend of the German bureaucracy. Am I right about that?
Absolutely right. That is something that I would definitely change. And I mean, I have to be honest. Let's say the bureaucratic processes that I don't like is that there's like something for everything. So you cannot do anything without going through, you know, laws and rules. And this is very overwhelming. On the other side, if I have to go through, you know, one of these processes, at least there's a structure. So in Ecuador, when I have to do some bureaucratic things, which are less, but when I have to do them, it's like an impossible task to tackle. Okay, so yeah, pros and cons. Yeah.
There are definitely rules in Germany, right? So you have a structured process for usually how everything should be. Whether it works that way is maybe a different question in some areas, but at least the daily life, so to say, is regulated in a sense where you feel like, okay, we have a law, this is what we follow, and everyone is in theory adhering to it.
Absolutely. And I mean, what I would change, though, is that I feel many of these laws applied back in the day and have changed. Like some things, some laws don't make sense right now for, you know, the things that we are currently doing, especially if I look from the business perspective, like many laws of how you can start a company or then the taxes or what. Things have changed. We have become a little bit more digital, even though this would be another point to talk, you know, digitalization or digitization. How do you say that word correctly? I always have difficulties with this one.
I think
one.
It means two different things, actually. So the thing you were referring to is digitalization. I think in German,
okay.
At least. But in German, it has two different meanings, so it's sometimes a bit tricky. But yeah, how you can communicate in a digital way, right?
That's that would be something that I would also encourage Germany to keep on improving, because I feel so many things still happen, you know, offline where I'm like, this could have been two clicks, you know? Let's save some trees.
And on the other hand, then, without like being too negative, what would you say like is your favorite aspect about living in Germany?
This is very interesting. I would say nowadays, the older I become, the more I appreciate how safe you feel, especially as a woman, like being able to do anything on your own, right? Like even late at night, going to the streets, going from point A to B, even in a big city like Berlin, you feel very, very safe, right? And there are just few little spots where I would probably not go to, but it's like, it's so little. Like you feel very, very safe. And if I compare that to South America, I mean, when we went out there, before going out, you already needed a plan of who's going to pick you up at what time, and everything needed to be structured because, I mean, just because of, you know, things that could happen because it is more dangerous. So I feel this freedom, as mentioned, especially as a woman, it's like amazing and something that nowadays I don't want to miss out. Like, I feel very scared about that now in other countries because I got used to this so much.
Yeah, very interesting, especially that you use the word freedom in that context, because I know there's also a lot of people who lament the fact that Germany does not feel as free anymore as maybe in the past due to the what they say is like overregulation. But on the other hand, if it leads to a more free feeling of being able to do things, that's also, of course, worth something. Yeah,
absolutely. I also like the fact that you don't need a car in Germany. Like, I've never had a car. I don't know about you, Luca. Have you ever had a car?
No.
Right? So yeah. This is also amazing, like the public transport. And this is something like when friends from the US or other countries come here, it's like, wow, this system is so complex, but it's amazing. Like in Berlin, every 5 minutes you have a tram or an S-Bahn or an U-Bahn, I'm saying the German words right now, for subway and, you know, all possible public transports. And it's like so great. You really don't need a car. And if you need, there are, you know, car sharing opportunities. So moving from A to B in Germany is awesome. Plus, I don't know how long this is going to stay, but the German ticket, Deutschland ticket, for like €49 to travel through whole Germany with even the slow trains. But that doesn't matter. It's just €49. Amazing. Like so many cool things when it comes to transportation, which again, add to this freedom I was talking about before.
It's very true. I love it. It's very nice hearing that from you, because I feel like when you read German news nowadays, you only read about the bad stuff, right? And for example, you could have talked about, like when you talk about public transport in Germany, you can say, oh yeah, German railway, like the long distance, like it's always delayed, which is true. But right. I feel like I had the discussion like 100 times already. So it's very refreshing to also hear something positive. And it's definitely true. So some people might not know. So I live in a little bit of a smaller town. Usually I'm not the big city guy. The town I live in is currently about to break 100,000 citizens.
Oh.
They're desperately waiting for it. But so far they have not been managed to do it like since last year, because your status of a city actually changes once you reach 100,000.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, it's like quite interesting. And here also what I really like is the public transport within the city. It's like really good with buses. Awesome. And it's so important, because actually you don't need a car. I was recently calculating it, because once you leave the city in the more like rural areas, okay, it would be probably nice to have a car so you don't get stranded, or you randomly no connection is for 2 hours, then it would make sense. But I've been recently calculating it and it's like so expensive. So rather at this point in time, we said, okay, no, let's save the money. Let's maybe invest the money and just continue going by public transport so far.
That's so good. And I mean, you can rent a car if you need it for like a day or two, if you exactly. would need that. But yeah, this I think is also such a big benefit of Germany. And then of course, just, you know, this social system. So practically like the fact that, you know, if you lose a job, you still have options of how to survive in a much easier mm-hmm. way. Or during Corona, you know, as a company owner, you received help from the government, which for the first time was not very bureaucratic also, which led to some other things and discussions. But still, it was like a nice, easy process. And I was so grateful for that, because especially having, you know, so many friends and, you know, also family in other cities where during that time nothing happened, and if you lost a job there was no potential income on the corner because no other company was hiring, right? Or as a business owner you were just left with your business there and you needed to survive for, you know, 2 years without any revenue coming in. So this is luxury. Like literally, I appreciate this so much about Germany. And I get really mad when people just complain about things here in Germany and, you know, how many taxes we have to pay and so on. But if you need it, like, it comes back to you in such a positive way. So I do appreciate this a lot, even though, of course, there are things that could still be done a little bit easier, even if we talk about these specific topics of help during difficult times, you know?
Yeah. Love it. And maybe where you mentioned the taxes, let me get to that point. So mm-hmm. also, what's the purpose of recording this podcast, right? So on the one hand, we said, hey, let's share some positive news about Germany to our audience here, mostly if you are considering coming to Germany or staying in Germany, even German, like we have a lot of Germans listening to our podcast as well. And I had the discussions with a few friends, usually very highly educated, are considering leaving. So we thought on the one hand, of course, we want to talk about the critical things, but also sharing the positive things. Taxes, most Germans probably know, but if you are considering coming to Germany and you have not worked here, I just want to say once and for all, no, you don't pay 50% tax. Even if you read that online, like even like I see some YouTube videos. So there's this one channel that's making like videos. Oh, this is your tax rate in every country of the world. And no, Germany is not 50%. Actually, usually for most of us, the average tax that you pay is usually 25%. percent of your income. However, it does go up the higher you earn. There's a difference between your average tax rate and then your, oh God, now I'm struggling with the English word. In German, it's Grenzsteuersatz. So
oh
the,
my God.
So
no
basically
way.
The highest. So if I get a raise of 1 euro, how much do I keep? And then it's not the average anymore, 25% you have to pay in tax, but then it's actually a bit higher. And this is what people confuse. But that's the one thing they confuse, but your average, this is what's the most important, is usually around 25%. And then the other factor, what people sometimes confuse, yes, there's some other social security charges you have, but this is something you will also benefit from, right? So, for example, if you are, let's say, normally insured, not privately insured with your health insurance is automatically deducted. So you don't see this money coming into your bank account, but on the other hand, no money's leaving to go to a health insurance, right? So this is also the second point that people sometimes confuse. But so far, like taxes is, yeah, I also agree. It's probably high and we should lower it for everyone. Like just in general, lower taxes are most of the time a good thing. Yeah, but the 25 is definitely not 50%.
Yeah, I think that it was very important to clarify because I think that's one thing where people really consider not coming to Germany because of the high taxes. So yeah, I think that that was good to shine some light on it. And as you say, a lot of things do happen with those taxes. If we are talking about taxes, that also brings, you know, the question of salaries in Germany. You know, of course, if we look in general, the salaries you get, if we look at the US, it simply seems as if you get much more salary. So why would you come to Germany to live here? And there, I think like it does make sense to also look at the costs of living where you compare, you know, living in the US versus living in Germany. And even though Germany has become much more expensive, like there's no way around that, inflation has impacted, of course, every country, but you can live a very good life with a much lower salary in Germany than you could probably in the US. Like, I don't want to like make it very broad, but it's like for me, when I moved to Germany, I was astonished by how cheap it is to buy groceries in Germany. It's like astonishing. And you get good quality of products, of course.
Yes.
You can choose what type of quality you want, but like you get good quality for very low prices. And I think this is like, if I go buy the same thing in Ecuador, hugely expensive, like very, very expensive. If you go to, you know, the standard supermarkets, if you go to, I mean, it depends. You can also buy a little bit cheaper, but overall, really good here in Germany.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Just so that we don't get any hateful comments, so you are aware the prices have increased. I definitely
yes.
aware, and it's a struggle for people.
Yeah.
But if you compare it internationally, what you get for the amount of money that you spend. And then, as Laura said, and it's really important, the quality that you get for the amount you spend. I would say, I don't have empirical data to back that up, but just like talking to other people and looking in vacations and stuff, like this is top notch. Especially
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, there's a reason like Aldi, Lidl and stuff, they originated here and they have basically mastered this, right? Where they say, okay, no, this food is actually cheap, but it's still high quality. You don't have to compromise so much on quality. Of course, it's maybe not always organic then, but if that's important to you, you have the option even to upgrade. And I feel like these, like what we consider to be organic prices and the rest of the world is just a normal prices. And then compare that to the salary you get. Of course, it has to be in relation to each other to make a fair comparison, apple to apple comparison, so to say.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, but I think this could also be something very interesting for, you know, people to consider when you think about moving to Germany or staying in Germany, to also compare these things, because one forgets and looks only, you know, what do I earn? And then also, you know, how many taxes do I pay? These are the two things you probably look into very in the beginning, but then really consider cost of living. Also like the rental prices, of course, in some cities it might be more expensive, but overall, I would say that Germany, I mean, it has very expensive rents. And I live in Berlin. I know that it has increased drastically. Still, if I compare it to a lot of other countries, it's still quite fair what we pay here and what we get.
I recently saw a graphic comparing all the different rents in European main cities. And I think it was all around the world, but I think the focus was in Europe. And like Berlin is maybe in the middle. So yes, again, super expensive. Like once when you told me what you pay for the apartment, I was like, oh my God.
I will not say this.
But again, you also have the option, because Germany is so densely populated, like you have the option to maybe move a little bit outside. So what I always did is, again, I said I'm not that big of a city guy, but even if I live close to a bigger city, then I move a little bit outside. The public transport still brings me to the inside of the city quite quick and quite reliably. And then you can save on the rent. But again, yeah. I know it's difficult. And I also have been, because we switched houses last year. So suddenly you can feel it. For the last 5 years, we didn't move. So we were still locked into the lower prices. And now we also felt it. So I'm highly aware. But again, if you compare it to other major cities, then it's still okay-ish, let's say. Yeah. But it's not a plus point, I would say, the rent's definitely not. But it's also not like as bad as we communicate currently, as is communicated in media.
Yeah, and I mean, more than anything, it's about, you know, talking about salaries, because with the salary that you maybe seems like a little compared to other countries or something, you still can manage to have a very good life in Germany. So that's, I think, the key point about this part. Maybe another reason that you can consider moving to Germany are vacation time. So in Germany, I think it's like under the top five countries worldwide of the amount of, you know, paid vacations you get. And like per law, it doesn't feel that much, but most companies in Germany offer like 30 days vacation. Then I think we have around 14 national holidays. Also, they depend on each region. Some have more, some have less. Most are in Bayern, but then nonetheless, you come up with a lot of vacation days. And if I compare that, you know, to my family who lives in Ecuador, or many friends who live in the US, where you get sometimes like 10, 15 days in the whole year, it's like so much, like at least double the time. And then many companies make like this so-called bridge days or Brückentage. I don't even know if that was the right translation, sorry. Then you get like some extra free days on top. And I felt when I was working in this corporate, sometimes I was really, this sounds so privileged, but I was sometimes like so overwhelmed, like when am I gonna take this whole vacation time, you know, like I still want to work somehow, but now I have so many days vacation. So it's a luxury, like all these other aspects that Germany, you know,
yeah, definitely. Work-life balance, right? Especially if you compare to other countries like the US. I think in India, people also work in insane hours, and a lot of Indians actually are always considering coming to Germany. And this is one of the main factors, right? The engineering craft is what they really value, and then also the working times, by still making good, maybe not great money, but comparatively very good money. And then being able to just have a normal life. I think this is what most people want. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
Hi, this is Laura. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you're truly enjoying it. And if I could ask for one little favor from you, it would be that you make sure to follow this podcast and also rate it. This will truly make such a big difference for us here in CareerBee, so that we start reaching more people who are looking for a job in Germany, and also more companies who are looking for talents. Thank you so much for doing this.
Maybe just because, I mean, we're talking about so many good things, just so you're also aware of other aspects in Germany to consider, I would say, like, what I struggle with a little bit sometimes is, you know, the culture. So you have to get used to, like, every country has their own culture and some aspects you might like and some. But like one thing I found very interesting when I came to Germany is like this. I mean, to make small talk, you will have to complain about something, and then you really connect very easily with someone. Like, this was my first realization. Like, I realized if I complain, people smile back at me. Like, they love this, you know? And I was like, what? This is so weird to me. Yeah.
That's what we love to do. Like, the weather, it can always be better. Either it's too cold and rainy, or it's too hot. And so you definitely build relationship by complaining. Yeah, that's a weird thing. But yeah.
True. I mean, yeah. So some cultures have this and some other have something else. But this was something I had to get used to. Also, like with the language, right? So like if you don't speak German, it depends where you live. For example, in Berlin, many times I talk in German to, you know, I don't know, someone who's working in a restaurant, and then they look at me like, Can you please talk in English? And okay, perfect. Let's talk in English. But I think that's very just like for Berlin and maybe some other bigger cities. But in general, you need German. And I think that's also important to consider, like investing into German before coming to Germany or then when you're here, very, very important because it will make your life so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is because a different factor. So I have a working theory, but tell me what you think about it. I think it's a combination about, on the one hand, German language is very hard to learn, right?
Yeah.
Compared to, I don't know. So everyone, of course, always speaks English because usually the first thing we learn. And then you have, I think, the ease of learning, maybe like the Latin language is like Spanish. People usually can pick up Spanish quite easily. And yes, there's accents and it sounds different and regional differences. But then you have this German, which is like a Germanic-based or Germanic-based language. And these are, again, harder to learn. I think together with the Scandinavian. And if you look into these countries and also Scandinavia, they all have the same issue always with immigration topic. It's like for people that come, it's very hard to learn the language. And on the other hand, we seem to value speaking the language at a high level, like very much. So I always have to catch myself. So someone can talk with me German, they make one small mistake and my brain will notice it. When I, no, something is off here. Right. And this of course biases you in a certain way. So yeah, I'm not sure if, but I feel like Germans are also very picky with the language. And then on the other hand, it being very difficult to learn, like it's really like a problem.
Yeah, it's not a good friendship between these two aspects, right? So yeah, this is definitely something to consider. And just to, don't extend this podcast too much, I wanted to bring up something else, which I really had to get used to. Sometimes I feel like, I don't even know how to describe this, but this is something I observed. When you ask something that is maybe not, the most intelligent question, or you make a comment, people love correcting you. And I feel like they literally, like they enjoy this so much. Like I can see their joy, but it makes me so angry because, just to give you an example, I was walking with my sister to a restaurant, which could have been closed, but could have been open. We were unsure because some tables were already set up, but at the same time, she was like cleaning a little bit. And then we were like, oh, is it already open? Can we sit down? We being clients, right? And then the person was like, you see me cleaning, it obviously isn't open. And I'm like, you could have just said, we're opening in 10 minutes, come back then, So I was like, oh my, but this happens like constantly in Germany. And I feel like you don't, like at least I don't get used to it, but now I know how to respond or how to act to it. But in the beginning, it's like, you feel so attacked the whole time because in other cultures, this doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's true. Like in general, like this correcting is the one thing. And then like customer service in general, maybe.
Oh
just
yeah, in general.
Yeah, awesome. And this story you just told, maybe it's like a combination of those.
Of both, yeah.
Of those two things.
Yeah, so definitely many, many good aspects. I mean, the fact that I've stayed here 14 years, especially surviving 14 winters, I really have to say this because I think the winter is really difficult. For some people, it won't. Luca, I know you like it.
It depends. Like if it's sunny, like I have no problem. But if it's like this dark gray rainy, like it gets to you after.
Yeah.
And it's not cold enough anymore where you have like this blistering winter, which is really nice and it's snowing, like especially if in the southern parts. I have very long lived in the southern parts of Germany, like in the winter, it's still too warm to actually have snow. And then you have just like this gray, muddy.
That's not
stuff.
Nice.
So yeah, probably always a good tip for Germany is like save up your vacation time for the winter and then go somewhere else.
Yeah, that's a good tip. And what I wanted to come back to was like, even though surviving these 14 winters, I've stayed here, so it really speaks to something that has, kept me here, hasn't allowed me to move to another country so far. So I think the positive aspects have really, had more weight. So I can truly recommend anyone who's thinking about the idea to look into it and to do a really broad research, not just the typical, how much do I earn? But let's look more into detail because there are many benefits like, feeling safe on the streets that maybe has much more weight than, this extra 5K on the cap. Depends. Everyone has different needs. But for me, for example, it matters even more. So these are aspects to consider. And I hope with this, we could give you a little bit of an overview of what it means to live and work here in Germany.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing. If you enjoyed listening to our show, make sure to comment below. Tell us what you think about living in Germany. We always appreciate seeing both sides. So maybe tell us what you like, what you don't like so much. Even if you're not an international, you're a German, we also love to hear from you. If you need support finding a job in Germany, you can reach out to us. You can also look on our website. There's a lot of material, a lot of blog posts. We even have a masterclass available. And if you are hiring for your own company, you need some support, also reach out to us. Send us an email to team@careerbee.de or connect with us on LinkedIn. And we are happy to consult you on how to find the best talents for your organization.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We're super happy to have you here. And if you are a company who's looking for talents to expand their team, make sure to check out our services at careerbee.de. Because there we explain how we help you find top talents much faster. And on the other side, if you're a talent who's currently looking for a job here in Germany, then make sure to also check out our website under careerbee.de/talents, because there you'll discover more about our brand new masterclass, where we really guide you step by step on how to find that dream job of yours. But in either case, you can also just send us a direct email to team@careerbee.de, because we're also super happy to address all your questions directly there. Wishing you a wonderful day.